Okay, we got a million people in this room, so everybody's got a single love line jingle if you want to remain. So here we go. I am. Two, three, four. I'd just like to say one of my guests tonight is Chad Allen, who is one of the stars of Dr. Quinn Medicine Women. Let's hear it for Chad. Hey, Chad, the name of the show.
To answer to your question there, how old are you?
37.
Are you married? No. And you're born a really girl? No.
Okay, and we got some more classes at 818-213-5201-FAX. Hey, Peter Hicks. Hickey.
Yeah?
The other day, my band Incision was playing to a sold-out crowd in my garage. One person commented... One person commented to our horror that we sounded like Joy Division. What should we do? Shane and Brendan from Northridge, California.
I've let yourself in a darkened room. And masturbate seriously.
Again, if you see us from this play like the Joy Division release, more than just love will tear us apart.
I'm slightly moved.
Hey, hello, Peter. This is actually like Park, Peter. So we have a we have a Park edit with him. Johnny Lee says, I didn't want to call in because I don't have a love problem, but I'd just like to say that you have been the greatest influence in my life for the last 4 years.
You poor devil, I think you should call in.
My band came together in 1989 after Technique was released. We called ourselves Substance.
Ooh.
I spent the last 4 years studying the way you guys write your songs. You also were probably the only live playing me at a cover band. We could play songs like Perfect Kiss that you would have to sequence. After a while, we finally wrote our own songs. Let's see if there's anything after this. We broke up! Just 1 week before you released every regret. But through it all, one song helped us laugh. Bizarre Love Triangle. We know it inside and out. And now with your new album coming out, it hides the memories of once a great could have been band. And I'd like to say thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Okay, and I'd like to say...
Again, let's go.
I'd like to say thank you for the call. And one more, and then we go back to the calls here. Hi, Peter Hick and the Loveline audience. Okay, that's actually safe, but she also wants me to plug our contest. And, you know, we're having people be guest love doctors with the celebrities around the show. So we'll do that later on. Vicky from Pasadena, thank you.
So you're going to call one of the winners for tomorrow night.
We are. But you want to do that? We'll do that at the end of the show.
Whatever you say.
Okay. Anyway, we're going blindly to the lines now, Peter, because...
I was very suspense. Don't worry about it, Liz.
Okay, that's the fast you're reading, right?
Yeah. You've got a nice handwriting.
Okay, now we're going blindly to the phones because we have so many bogus calls. Thanks to our screeners. Let's give a round of applause for our screeners. Yay!
How are
screeners,
right?
Anyway, LA102, Rob did so many bogus calls tonight.
Rob and bogus.
Yep. How many people think there have been a lot of bogus calls
tonight? I've never had a bogus call.
Yeah, right. You never stop them.
Yeah.
Anyway, LA102, M7102, or Valley102, Peter?
What, man? I'm sorry, I just need a nice chat for
you. Okay.
You pick the line.
Second one. LA2, Valley2, or M72?
Valley2, right.
Alright. Hey, hi, you're on Loveline. And by the way, if you get through on M-Screen Loveline, keep the radio turned down. Who is it?
This is
BB. BB?
Yeah.
This sounds real. BB, how old are you?
19.
From what city?
$10.
Yeah. Okay, you're on Loveline.
I'm Valley, BB.
I'm 106.7 K-Rock. Yeah, Peter Hicks from New Orleans. Say hi to Peter.
What's up, Peter?
Looking at the moment, mate. Just a lot of the dress up for you trying to get through.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I know a girl who I really like. And I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do because I'm not sure if she really likes me.
No, a friend of mine told me last week that he was in Piccadilly Garden. And he said the best advice he received from his friend was he woke up to him and he said, any chance?
Really?
Any chance? And it worked.
Have you actually tried that?
No, that's what I'm saying. I've had a good friend of mine tried it, and it worked.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
So there you go, get to the
seat. Oh, excuse me.
Get to the seat, understand?
Hey, Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it for me.
Are you listening?
She's too charming, devil.
Are you listening to his advice?
No, is he?
No. Okay, go.
No. No. All right, let's move on. That was your choice. That happened. I feel very good vibration for LAN. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you have that down right now. So turn the radio down, all right? Okay.
Hey, this is Jerry from Atlanta.
Well, how are you, Jerry?
Okay.
Okay, you're on love line. It's really helping me out.
Oh, what?
Yeah, listening to that baby aggressive TV song. I know I said that before, but I'm very repetitive.
because it's on your mind. And you've got your phone number, too.
I said
you
had
on last night with the masturbation time.
Yeah, I know. We're looking at
Kyle. Kyle is for us.
They were phenomenal.
Anyway, go ahead. Talk to that problem.
It's
huge and juicy and so
I did a video on the belly work set tonight. You seen that?
Oh, that's cool.
Did you see David Hasselhoff doing a cameo appearance as well?
Yeah. It's not unbelievable.
So you saw some nice nuts. I'm sorry. I see some nice nuts tonight.
Go ahead, man.
Here's the situation. It's still, and we have it going on for about a year. And we broke up. So while we're going out, me and her best friend started kind of getting close and well.
That's not my mate's wife, is it, you're talking about? I don't understand.
Well,
go on, tell me something.
While we're going out, getting close, kind of broke up with her, she broke up with a boyfriend, and obviously that's good. And we've been going out on the weekends and myself can come along with her. Here's the problem. I want to totally care for and everything, but it's kind of uncomfortable with her with.
So you want to go after the other girl?
Yeah.
Even though you've already been doing the stick swapping with the other one?
Yeah.
What a guy. You're still going out with the one?
I don't understand the question.
No, I broke up with
him. Oh, I see. You want to go for the other one, but you can't when your ex-girlfriend's there.
I understand.
Then you got to call her up. You just got to call her up separately and say, hey, listen, I feel awkward with this other girl around.
That's a bit of advantage now. It's an actor, man.
It took an hour and 18 minutes. But
that's the record.
Okay, you got a number, right?
Yeah.
Got to call her, man.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Sign off the president.
Thank you. Thank you, 96.
Later.
As long as we don't investigate my past life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, no. Okay, Dr. Drew, your turn. I'm on screen level.
I don't want to get it.
Okay, remember, keep your radio down. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mike.
Mike, how old are you?
25.
From what city, Mike?
From Signal Hill.
Signal Hill? Turn on the radio and tell us your love problem. With Peter Hook of New Order, 106.7 K-Rock.
Basically along the same line as the last call, I guess.
Nice choice, Dr. Dior. You want to go out with an ex-girlfriend's friend?
Yeah, it's there's a little big rule. I'd go along, I'd just get out of moon for a little bit ago. And,
so you saw a lot of naked guys. Were there any gay people in the military that you noticed?
Yeah, and it's not the drug scene in the moon core that you hear about, either.
Yeah.
But,
is that serious, huh?
Come on, get on. I'm going to fall asleep in a minute.
My brain?
Yeah,
thank you.
But it goes on as I attract the wrong kind of girls, like ones that I'm not interested in, I'm interested in doing, ones that I'm interested in.
I don't think you'd like it if you attract the evil these girls, do you?
But what if you don't get along with
them? I don't know. It's just nice to get that magnetic attraction. You're lucky, don't you?
I would say just keep playing it over. You'll eventually mess with somebody that's attracted to you. And again, don't
have to beat him up in his mind. I don't know.
So don't keep just going to anything. But just keep out meeting people. What's the other one to meet?
I set up an image, like I said, I set out a moon call, set up an image on 20 times with my body build.
And basically, you fit the traditional model of a jawhead.
Exactly.
Nancy's changed your image. Changed over there.
Because that's not me. You know, I'd be following the wrong type of image. I'd be trying to be myself. I would,
well, what kind of girl likes a guy who looks like a Marine?
I don't look like a, I've been out for a year now.
Well, what kind of girl do you feel you attract by being this muscle bound, you know, short haired, sort of like, you know?
I just feel young.
Yeah, but I mean, what
kind of girl do you want to attract? What kind of girl do you want to attract?
Oh, I guess, the size, might not so bold, but,
I want to wear salary up in their legs.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
you just want one who's a little bit more feminine, and not feminine in the sense feminine, but one who's also special.
Yeah,
I don't know
the word for
that. Why don't you rely on your friends to introduce you to people? It sounds like you're going on bars, that kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying
to boy.
That's the type of woman that I'm attracting.
I understand. Why don't you try to network with your friends? Have people set you up with people, meet more people, stay out of the nightclub and bar scene, and just, you'll need different kind of people.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it, man. It'll be okay. You know, you're just going through a rut right now. Not everybody meets people all the time. Well, dude, they're dumb. Sometimes, listen, you always have lazy time. You can always spank the monkey, you know? And then do it about the ones you want. Like last night, I went home, I had a terrific masturbation session thinking about Carly's breath.
Carly?
Hey. Remember the girl who got naked on the show last night?
I didn't miss the finger, come on.
I was cool last night.
Oh, dude, you didn't want to touch the show. See, now you're better than you are. Anyway, you'll meet somebody. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, but, you know, he's so riveting, too, man. That guy is just a ball of fire. That unscreened love line is just great. Okay.
Let's check that now.
Okay. Oh, Poor Man. Good to have you back. We got a fax to Peter and Poor Man from James R. McCurdy. Peter, the age of consent in Britain for heterosexual sex is 16, but for homosexual sex, the age of consent is 21.
I know that.
Did you know that?
That's what they
do. Yeah, how weird. Okay. Peter, where are you going now? LA 102, 121 or 2 of LA
121.
121. Okay. Are you good?
Hi, Ann.
Ann, how are you, Ann?
Okay.
From what city?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm Love Line with Peter Hook of New Order. I'm going to have to start taking care of.
Hello, Lou.
You like New Order?
Yes.
You can turn on the radio because you can hear that little delay, okay?
Yes.
And everybody who gets through, if it rings, make sure the radio is turned down because we can answer at any moment.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a love problem? Philip, just go ahead and say it.
Thank you.
From what city? Okay, Philip, you ready to talk to your laptop and the radio turned down? You ready to go?
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I just wanted to say hi to Peter and I like the band.
See, none of our fans have lift problems, have you noticed?
I know, none of them.
Yeah, they're all in it.
Tell Peter what you think of New Order.
I think they will. They will.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Pete. Yeah. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now it's my turn. I'm going to pick one that'll be brilliant.
You are it.
No, that is the one. I have a good gut feeling. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, who's it? Yeah, excuse me, we'll move on. Okay, I'll try to run. Hi, who's this?
Sorry, Jonathan.
Yeah, sorry, Jonathan. Okay, one more. Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Yes, Amanda.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Now, Amanda sounds like she's got, you have a laptop, right?
Yeah.
And you have one? From what city?
Yeah, in the West
City. From Pompano?
Yeah.
Okay, say hi to Peter Hook and talk to that darling.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, darling.
Hi, I met him a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
I'm like,
But she has a boyfriend. Oh, I'm sorry.
And when I was
The guy who wants you to stand there and he's starting to put your bag on foot.
Yeah, he said, if you don't
stand
through, then
they're going to put your bag
on.
You're not telling him that it's bigger than him.
What?
You're not telling him that it's bigger than him that he's put your bag on foot there, because he's got.
No.
No, you can't? I'll send myself to lockdown, don't worry about it. Oh, it's all going to sing it.
Oh, there he is right there. Ready to kick your butt. Hey, listen, stay with your boyfriend and tell your boyfriend the problem, and then he'll kick that guy's butt.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. But don't, if you don't want to go for it, do it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye. Okay. What are we going to do here? This other screen stuff is just riveting.
OC1.
OC1? Okay, Drew's turn on.
OC2.
Okay, good. Okay. Hi, who's this?
Linda.
Linda, how old are you, Linda?
19.
From what city?
Redhead.
Okay, well, you're on my line with Peter Hook of New Order. Let's hear for Peter Hook of New Order.
Thank you, you're on two times.
You got room for people on Taiwan. Go ahead.
Can you
shout out for that? Yeah, shout out, let's go. Okay, do you know Chad?
Yes.
Have you got me? Is this a girl who was eating with us last Friday?
No.
Okay, another one of Chad's many women.
My character is the finest guy on TV.
You're the finest guy on TV, Chad. What's the name of Chad's character again on the show?
That is my character.
Yeah.
You forgot it.
What's your character? What? What's your
character? Amanda.
Matthew Cooper. Her name is Linda, and she's 19, Chad. Would you like to talk to her after you? Mm-hmm. You might as well. You're not on the show. You might as well scan a little. Okay, hold on, all right?
Okay.
Okay, and that's the only reason you called?
Yeah.
Nice choice, I could say. Nice. Oh, man. This is just a riveting segment. You have a really good car.
Huh?
You want to put four on it, yeah?
You want to get something good?
Oh, good. Good.
Let's go. Good. I'm going to go for a week.
You want to go for a week?
I'm down for a week.
Why don't you take a piss? And okay. What we'll do is we'll, excuse me while I take my bag. Somebody wanted to hear the Love Vigilante. So I'm going to ask you. From the is it Low Life?
Yep, and I'll tell you what it's all about when I get back.
Okay, Love Vigilante, we'll play that, take care of some commercials, and be back with at least one more segment of the Love Line. 106.7 KROQ, Peter Hook, bass player of New Order, is running to take a pee after his friend Carolina induced him. If you're sitting in the Love Line, the studio has become a
disaster.
It is an absolute disaster.
I just say to Nick Wallace from Newcastle.
Right.
I'm making out with your girlfriend, listen.
Is he in it? Did he call you?
No, it's your boyfriend.
Is it really your boyfriend? Is he? Oh, that's funny. Is he listening at home right now? Okay. Anyway, Peter Hook of New Order is in here. And
this is a lovely day. She just went on. I kept listening to you talk about HIV for the whole 12 minutes, whatever it was.
Well, no, what is it?
Okay.
You know why? Yeah. Because I got a friend who's here who you know, books like this. It reminds me of one guy I slept with 4 years ago. And so, you know, he just rekindles. He slept with her too, and then he was such a person. If he had slept with her after me, I would have really upset.
Mm-hmm.
And before, no, he wouldn't be friendly. Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay, but listen, I'll make you a deal for me.
Should I identify with who else this guy slept with?
Or no? Either. You deal with your obsessiveness, or you deal with your HIV. So, you are either going to get the test, and you're done with it, or we're going to put you on Prozac.
What are the two?
Prozac
is like this mind drug where you relax no matter what.
No, no, you're going on exciting, you know, and then to this day, now that it might happen. It's really similar kind of syndrome to his.
Right,
and the fact that probably would help you.
you get a free surprise. These guys are saying that I'm not that easy to deal with.
Toxic to me.
I am. I'm very relaxed. I'm glad to hear that. Don't you ever worry about, I mean, seriously, Peter, about ex-girls that you slept with and
the host of the
question?
You have three friends in England after a marriage of age.
How many do you have?
Six.
Then you're negative, I assume, right?
I don't believe in it. It sounds like this is all right.
I've got a certificate to prove it. Can you show that to the ladies?
Of course. It's tucking in my back.
I don't
believe that would be wrong.
Listen, you never know when you're joking. Okay. Anyway, let's sing a love line jingle again. Everybody in the room, all right. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you went from Corona to Bucks, huh?
No, I've not opened that one yet. And oh, you haven't noticed. I'm going to stick it through the cup.
That's right, it needs an opener. Okay. All right, well, I'm trying to think what I'd rather have, the H test or Prozac.
probably
both those are probably.
Close up.
Might help the rest of us too.
Okay. Because once I got the age test, then I got another one to make sure that
there's a lot of us down on there.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lee, 18 from Gardena, Lee?
Yeah.
Hey, Lee, I'm Love Line. It's Peter Hick from New York. Say hi.
Hi, Peter.
Hi. Oh, wait a minute. The yellow line's ringing. Hold on 2 seconds. Hello?
Yeah, Commander. I'm on the
air. I'm on the air. Remanda, you're on the air. Remanda.
That's the story about when you first moved into the Newport Beach protest, and you had the little contest going with your roommate.
Ah, dude, you're horrible. You're horrible.
I'm getting you back to a sad story, buddy.
You want me to tell that story?
Yeah, I think
you should. Yeah, this is my abusive woman. It's an abusive woman in a sense.
It's a contest.
It was in 1982, okay? And 11 years ago.
Not one reason that was fucked.
No, this is horrible. My roommate, I was his guardian, actually.
Oh,
and
God.
Our contest was to see.
This is sick.
This is bad. See? Uh-huh. You could, maybe you should say you wouldn't engage in this kind of contest.
No, I wouldn't now because of age and all this.
Not just because of age, because you have some sensitivity to the fact that that's just not.
Women are people too?
Well, no, but the women, listen, here was our contest. We had a contest to see who could sleep with the most women. And we didn't have a time limit on it. And you only got a point for every new one that you slept with.
How many times did you get half?
I won. 15-7. And the only reason I did...
How long was that over?
It was over, God. Let's point out how good you feel about that now.
It's a
constant obsession or something like that.
And your constant obsessions about HIV and how much that haunts you.
Right. Thank you very much, my friend. That's been ruined my night. Listen, here's the deal, though. He laughed because he got a girlfriend. Mind you, it was in 1982, okay?
1982.
HIV was breaking out into the population here in Los Angeles. Well, don't you think my dad had a symptom?
Not necessarily.
Oh, shut up, man. I'm not saying I didn't use a condom.
Condom?
Yeah.
You must be a lucky guy.
I have a good liar.
Yeah.
Hey, Raymond.
Huh?
I hate you.
You're good.
That's Raymond's problem, anyway.
Yeah, what's your problem?
Oh, my God. how much time you got left?
Hey, Raymond's a DJ here at K-Rock.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Raymond, I can tell some good stories about you at the 4th Hour. I said, dude.
Yeah.
And I went.
I want to say hi to Peter Hick. I interviewed him at Avon Meadows one time.
I thought you got an age test after that, man.
And I was just as dumb as you told me about who knew all your ways.
Ooh,
I had to write your name down, so did you remember who was?
Peter Hick?
Yeah.
So
that
was that in your drug days?
Ooh, what?
No, is that when you were part of
the good story,
Well, let's put it this way. That's when my mind was not functioning at full capacity.
Has anybody's mind functioned at full capacity for that?
Yeah, I've been
living in good company. You're in very good company.
I just called Scott from it.
Yeah, but I've seen it.
Yeah. Did he told you what I told him?
No.
Activated.
What?
Ask him later. Ask him anyway.
All right.
Okay,
see you, Amanda.
Hello.
So, Lee, are you there?
Yeah.
Lee, 18 from Gardena. Are you going to sound like your mama needs some help?
Yes.
What do you think of my contest? Nice, huh?
Sounds familiar.
You've done that too?
No, I just heard of people doing that.
Right. Okay, anyway, we'll talk to you up on me on Love Line.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Okay, I'm black, right? And I'm from Gardena, which is lazily.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Huh? Arizona?
No, what do you mean?
Don't I do a lot of Arizona in Gardena?
Well, not in my part. And there's quite a bunch of them. There's mostly in Spanish and Black.
Okay.
I was probably when I was in high school or whatever. But, I have this thing I could diss my girls a lot. Because they don't know what to do it, you know, something. I don't know. Okay, because, in high school and stuff, I used to wear, a lot of, t-shirts, you know, like, Bill Pesner and Blue Water and
No secret
names. Right, and you're black, and not that
yeah.
Black people are in those white bands.
So, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, oh my God, you know, I can't believe you do that, and, you know, you sign us out. And the white people wouldn't be like, oh my goodness, you know. And, you know.
So what's the problem?
I can't get a girl, you know. It's like.
So what's the problem exactly?
Okay, every time I go to the girl, you know, they don't know what to do. I mean, if I can like, try to hide it or something. Or,
black girls or white girls?
Both.
And they don't like the fact you like K-Rock band.
Yeah.
Independent music. Good lord.
They don't. I mean, you know, it's like.
They say you used to like hip hop. Or
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on in there, man.
It's kind of weird because I went to like fashion a couple other days.
Yeah, you should go, by the way, you should go on Friday nights. That's when I'm there. The club, hello. It's all ages. So anybody with me who can't get into a club, any age you can get in there, from 5 on up. And if me, there are other people that will stand on you too, it'll be great.
Yeah. I'll probably be there.
Stand in Redondo Pier this Friday. I'll be there. And so will Rob Wells. Go ahead.
So, anyway, you know,
so, what's the problem exactly? Maybe Peter could help you with it.
I just can't seem to, like, you know, the girl, you know, the captain.
How old are
you? You know, like, on air, you know.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay. So you're saying because you like independent music?
It's been going on for a while, but you know, it's like I start talking to the girls, but once you get into like what I do, how to address, you know, and I thought about changing my image, but you know, it's not me, you know.
Listen, girls aren't interested, don't worry about it. But look at you, mate.
Huh?
Look at your friends. Girls aren't interested, maybe girls.
Let me
look at a guy. Wendy, come on up here. Do you think of a black guy like the Pesh Mode or New Order or the Smiths? Would that make any difference to you?
No.
No, what about you?
Madonna is even empty.
Okay. What about you, Maria? And what's your name?
I think it's even better.
You think it's better?
Yeah, so you're going to put you obviously not in the right game.
What's your name? What do you
have?
Well, you guys aren't going to make any difference at all.
You're looking around, girl.
Well, but could it make a difference to some women, you know? Some black women say, well, you don't like Dr. Dre, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you should change it to
agent. Or small.
I mean, because, you know, I don't like a sister.
More like that.
And she's been knowing this for a while, but, you know, she doesn't know me about it, but, you know. Like, why
don't you change? Dude, you can find some women. Come on. You know, am I right, ladies? You can find some women who are going to like you.
Yeah,
don't
worry about it.
Don't worry about it, okay? Okay, man. It's going to answer anyone. How about a G-spot car?
Yeah?
I thought I saw. Let's get in the direction of the night. Dan, 22 from Palm Valley. Dan?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Dan, you want to talk a little G-spot pack with the Peter Hook of New Order?
That's right. Well, I actually had a question for Dr.
Drew.
And the reason why
is because... Where is Dr. Drew? Is he really? Is there any way we can call him in? Tell him that somebody wants to talk about a G-spot. I'm sure you're right.
Yeah.
That's really it anyway. Yeah.
Okay, my question was, I don't know, I've noticed on a few girls, which is cute.
You never had the contest idea, did
you? No, I was pretty impressed with it. And last night, you guys had that masturbation thing going, and I tried to call through, but
you
were doing it.
You were masturbating, you wanted to do it live on the air.
Live on the air.
I think the biscuit game.
The what game?
The biscuit game.
What's the biscuit game?
Maybe I'll have a one-third biscuit, the person here is it.
What's the biscuit?
Mm. Let's eat the biscuit. You know, that one.
With a bunch of guys in a circle?
You play all the time.
And when you shoot your thing, you shoot your load of the biscuit,
you get to eat the biscuit.
Oh, that's not for me.
So what are you doing it here?
Well, anyway, my question was, because I've known a few girls, and I've noticed that the juice box is kind of exposed. And,
I'm glad you know what you're
saying. Well, like, it's hard to explain. I'm not too familiar with the terminology as far as, with the vagina or sushi diet, but it has to do with that. Like, I've noticed on my girlfriend, it's like covered with skin. Now, it's not the hymen, but and I had a question for Dr. Drew. Is there any way
what exactly? I somebody just handed me a phone.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, look at this picture. This is actually very, very special.
It's a person.
Look at this. This is a girl who's inside. Is it another woman? This is a
man. It's a woman. Oh, it's a hand.
Do you see that where the hand is? All the way up to the elbow. Yeah. You see that the hand is disappearing all the way up to the elbow.
And what's this?
That is, I don't
know.
What is this right here?
What a girl! Yeah. She got dressed like a
human. Dude, look how far the hand is inside
there. The hand there? I said the hand.
No, I know. What is this right here? What is that thing?
They're probably looking for a G-spot.
I've got a sun spot on his head. Is this, where's Scott, man? He brought this in here.
Where's Scott? He's blue and I'm Scott.
He's
blue.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm moving cars here.
Okay, let's get a volunteer. This is Scott, 15 from Woodland Hill. Scott?
Hi.
Apparently, you want to know how not to be gay.
Exactly.
Peter Hook?
How not to be gay? I don't think it really matters. Do whatever you like.
Do you feel good or
bad?
Well,
look, these women kind of do kind of get added. I don't know, do you
know? No, I think you feel bad.
Huh?
Do you feel bad being gay?
Yeah.
Do you feel guilty about going in men?
I don't know, do you? This doesn't feel right to me.
Why are you doing it if it doesn't feel right?
Because, like, one of my friends is talking to me.
What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what did I do?
What did you do that, I mean, did you have sex?
Oral sex? Yeah.
So you sucked the flesh with her?
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that, dude. It's so weird, man.
That's just the other. Yeah,
you're so cool again.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
And you did it once, right? You really regret it?
I had to
bleep the fire truck a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, if it doesn't feel comfortable, then don't do it. Start, put it all behind you, can
you?
Okay, man.
I love your music, dude.
Thank you very much.
And turn on your mother,
yeah. Yeah, please, if you need help.
Huh? Yeah. Why are you doing this tonight, man?
I'm asking a few good questions, but I'm going to end up 7 o'clock for a thing that's empty.
Right, is that, you know, this thing works, everybody's out of school, so everybody's going, hey man, let's play Lego, let's get a chair. Okay, Valley 1 or LA1?
LA1.
Okay. Okay, so Valley 2.
Valley 2.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's
here? Hi, my name is Tabitha.
Tabitha, how are you?
Tabitha,
from what city?
I'm coming from
Westfield. Okay, Travis, this is not a bogus call, please.
No, I just wanted to ask Dr. Drew a question.
Okay, who's that?
Okay, well, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Okay, I can only, like, come when I'm masturbating. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't, like, come when my boyfriend's inside of me and I'm making love, but if he's, like, going down on you, I can only come in a masturbate.
When you play with yourself, that's the only time you can come.
Right, and it's not like if I play, like, I've looked at porno, you know, films before, and it's not like if I play it myself like that.
Do you know what might help?
What's that?
Go to the store and get a little vibrator. That can always help out.
Like, yeah. So keep you both in that masturbate.
Well,
I've been
doing, like, with that, if I put it, like, on my
clitoris,
but,
Did you put the vibrator on your clitoris?
Yeah.
Do you have a vibrator?
Yeah.
You have a lot of it, guys. You know what I think a vibrator is, our producer,
Ann. Oh,
yeah.
You're
going to ring
me. Yeah,
let's get her on in here.
That's the interference, you know. Maybe you should just keep the bear thing there to do it.
Take his hand and you actually make an extension of your hand and make his hand move like you would move.
Okay, right.
Okay.
You know those things, the big muscle massages
and
that go for your back and stuff?
Yeah.
Does
that help? Does that
really
does it. So you put a muscle massager on your vagina and you get out. I know, so you're one of those, have you seen those? Those things
that
you
can find in the back. I don't know
about you. I don't have one, but the barbershop, she only can get off on a vibrator and playing with herself. And you have a vibrator, right?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What would you say, how could her boyfriend get her off then?
What's the problem?
Well, she can't see
she can't
him. She can't get off by having sex or sex or him fingering her. Only her or her vibrator or one of those party shop massage items.
Can he use the vibrator on him?
Yeah,
she
hasn't. Yeah, what's she doing?
Oh,
fine,
hey.
None of those stupid.
They
were bleeding
in
every way.
The rest of it had to be bleached. Oops. Okay. Well, what she says, what does she do?
She just said, listen, I'm having a problem, and I'd like to show you how to do it. And she'll be happy. And it's like, you know, it's
okay,
nice. And you're going to satisfy your girlfriend, isn't it?
Yeah, okay,
I'll be
like
a sack of his
manhood or
anything. No, no, I mean, if it's a sack of his manhood, then, you know, get rid of him and get somebody else that's not a sack of his manhood.
Yeah, I don't do it with
you. Yeah,
of course you will. The guy's got problems using a vibrator on you, Ed.
Absolutely not.
Does Doug, does your fiancé use it on you?
I thought it was.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah, honey.
So, there you go. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
We got one more call here for you.
Yeah, I think attention's right.
Okay.
Thank you. And bye bye, midnight, otherwise.
Hello?
Come on,
we have to go to the bar. Andy 26 from Manchester, England?
Yeah.
Oh,
Andy.
Hello.
Hey, you're on Love Line with Peter Hook of New Order. 106.7
KF.
What are you doing,
lad?
What
are you
doing over here? What are you doing over there? Making money.
Making money, you lucky dog. Bring us some
money. My mum and dad made donuts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, they went to see Brendan Simon in Manchester.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. How old are you then?
36.
You got a lot of problems, baby.
Yeah. Too many women.
Yeah. All those Manchester lads have that problem.
I know.
Is that what you thought got enough of us, you mean?
Are you from Manchester, Peter?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Salford, actually. It's about the best part of Manchester.
Good place.
Yeah, not hey, to be Salford, right?
What do you do to make you so much money? Andy?
Yes,
yeah.
What?
Yes, I have. Be a proper job.
That's right, mate. Get low.
Yeah.
What?
I'm a salesperson.
Yeah.
I mean, I buy stuff.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
What are you buying stuff?
Well,
I'm the import and export, are you?
Yeah,
better on that.
Yeah, give him a finger, he's from Manchester.
Yeah,
he's
sad. If he's from Salford, it would be all right.
You know what I've got to do? I've got to call this guy before midnight. He's going to be on the show with Chris for tomorrow night.
Yeah. You need one more time before I think you're tempting.
Okay. Listen, will you help me with this? This guy's going to be a guest love doctor. He's one of our listeners. He signed up for the contract.
Yeah.
His name is Greg. So you can book
him. But I'll say hello to Judah. If you're out there, Judah. And Kelly. And I think you're in the book, Kelly. So.
Are you there?
And where are you listening?
Yeah.
Let me down here.
Greg?
Yeah.
Greg, come on, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Greg. You think it's Greg Bishop, right?
That's it. That's the at work the day yesterday.
Ah, good.
I'm looking for it at work, and I'm doing videotape and all
that. And you got right out your job, everybody got, So Greg, as a reward, it says that you wanted to go on Love Line with this guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess tomorrow night, guess what? You're going to be on, giving love advice.
Cool.
All right, give me love advice.
How'd you get there?
What?
How'd you get there, man? Are you on now?
Yeah, I guess they are, yeah. They're going to be in Lollapalooza also out right here.
Oh, right.
So Greg, you sound thrilled, though. Be up here tomorrow night.
I'm thrilled. I don't think I'd have to stay home and stay up all night. I work all night.
I thought you got laid off.
No, I said I would have to stay up all night. I'd stay up all night anyway because my little clock inside totally screwed around.
Sounds like you'd be a great guest, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm assuming the thing you're expecting if you fell for them.
You gotta go and go to 6 in the morning.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Yeah, this is a good show, I tell you. Two times,
yeah. One last call, Sam. Come on, let's get a good one. Let's get a good one.
Pick the line.
The fastest.
Oops, Valerian, okay. Maria, by the way, saw me naked last night. She was very thrilled.
She looks cute, right?
Hi, who's your?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
This is Megan.
Megan, how are you?
Yeah, Megan, that's
pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Exactly.
Okay, say hi to Peter Hook of New Order.
Hello,
Peter. How you doing,
Liz? We are actually going overboard here. We're going over time to our double last time Love Line tonight.
Yeah, I needed to talk to Dr. Buddha.
Who's that?
Yeah, we're fine, mate.
It's a question. I had cancer when I was 9 years old.
You had what?
Cancer.
Oh, man, that sucks.
I've been in remission for 12 years, right? So I'm still a functioning.
Yeah.
I have a question about the birth control pill, and I don't my doctor told me that I shouldn't go on it. And,
you know, Dr. Drew started listening. You might want to phone in on his way home.
It's definitely worth a second opinion.
Yeah. We'll see if we can get him. We'll see if he's listening.
I don't think it's an oldie station. I don't think that one. That's where
I'm going. I'm
going to
put
this off
tomorrow and he wouldn't let me on because I didn't talk about
masturbation. Really? That's what the student wrote on to the board. You know what? I don't see the yellow on ring, so I guess I could do it. What is this? What is it? Well, we're done for the new list. Well, I think we've got 1 minute left now. Anybody who sees a white horse on the 134 freeway heading to
the back
of
the
car? Yeah, he's a horse. He's a doctor, man. He makes a lot of money on that unit.
Anyway, I just
want
to say that
nothing
has
changed
from the order.
Then I got
the list, and
I forgot that I
wanted to
talk
about that.
Good. Thank you very much.
Good luck, guys. All right. We're asking about the bishop's
up here
tomorrow. What's your question?
I'll ask him. Well, I had 9 Hudson's in China.
Oh boy, you better ask him. You know what? I'm going to put you on hold because I don't know anything about lymphoma. Okay, so I'll put you on hold and we'll write down the question and the first thing tomorrow I'll ask it, okay?
Okay.
Bye bye.
And I guess that is it, unless you want to take
one more
time.
Yeah,
and
one more.
All right, one more. We'll blow out the commercials.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Yeah, what paycheck? Thank you. Okay, what did you pick the line?
Number 4.
LA 1 and 2, 1 County 1 and 2, by the way.
1 County 2.
1 County 2, okay. Hi, Red Line, who's that?
This is Martin.
From Bonaparte? Not Martin. How old are you, Martin?
I'm 18.
Okay, from Bonaparte, and you're on KOTF, I'm passing Los Angeles. Red Line, extended version of Peter Hook of New York.
All right, it's about time I got online.
Whoa.
Okay, my question is, because I just got in, my question is, okay, I've been going out with my girlfriend for about 2 years and a month, and ever since we've been going out, it's about a year and also about 10 months we've been having sex. And each time, you know, we always did, you know, sometimes we don't use protection because I know she was a girlfriend because she left her with me. The problem is, you know, sometimes I do come inside her, and, you know, when she gets aroused, when she gets a period, she gets it like a week later. But my problem is, what's going on? Does it get screwed up? Does she get stoner by the time?
Nothing you see to get that protection here.
But even then, when I trust her with my life, and even
then. You don't have to. How can you say you trust her with your life? You don't have to tell her, are you? What
are
you doing?
I mean, we went and took that for 4 weeks, and
What do you do with it?
What
a condom. Put it over your head by the time.
Dude, you gotta use a condom. You can get pregnant any time, even during a period. That's what Dr. Drew said.
But the problem is, you know, I don't know what to come. Does she have babies or
babies?
But you know how it is right now. You know, you got
the going on, right? See you. Good. Wear a condom. It's a pleasure. Thank you, man. Thank you very much. Hey, are we going to take this?
I'm not sure.